Oh, what a Savior. Marvin Dalton wrote that song in 1948. It conveys, as you heard it, a powerful, a beautiful message about a Savior whose heart was broken on Calvary, whose hands were nail-scarred, whose side was riven, who gave His life blood for even me. Who is this wonderful Savior? The Apostle Peter proclaimed His name to the rulers in Jerusalem in Acts chapter 5 when he said, "The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom you murdered by hanging Him on a tree. Him God exalted to His right hand to be Prince and Savior, to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins." Jesus. Jesus, who was crucified and raised from the dead. He is Lord. And He is Savior. He gives repentance and forgiveness of sins to all who will come by faith to Him. The word Savior means deliverer, preserver. In classical Greek, the term was applied to mighty men or rulers, but in the New Testament, the word Savior is only applied either to God the Father or to Jesus Christ alone. In the Old Testament, God says more than once that He alone is Savior. In Isaiah chapter 43, verse 11, the prophet speaking the word of the Lord, he says, "I, even I am the Lord, and besides me there is no Savior." The prophet Hosea also says a similar thing. He says, "Yet I am the Lord your God, ever since the land of Egypt, and you shall know no God but me, for there is no Savior besides me." The prophets proclaimed that their deliverance, their salvation, could only come through God Himself. In the New Testament, the word Savior is, as I said, never applied to a mere man. While sometimes God the Father is identified as Savior, such as in Luke 1:47 or 1 Timothy 1:1, the term most commonly is used to describe Jesus Christ as Savior. At His birth, the angels announced, "For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." Jesus identified His mission as Savior, saying in Luke 19:10, "For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost." Jesus Christ is God, our Savior. Paul teaches us that clearly here in Titus chapter 3. In verses 4 through 6, he writes, "But when the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He saved us, through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom He poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior." Did you notice in verse 4? He says, "God our Savior." And in verse 6, he says, "Jesus Christ our Savior." You put that together with what the prophets of the Old Testament said, that there is no Savior except God Himself. And it is clear Jesus Christ is God, our Savior. Besides Him, there is no Savior. If Jesus is the Savior, then what does He save us from? What danger or disaster imperils us? We need deliverance from the worst affliction, the worst trouble that is known to mankind. We need deliverance from sin. In Matthew, the angel says to Joseph, "And she will bring forth a son, and you will call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." 1 John 4:14 says, "And we have seen and testified that the Father has sent the Son as the Savior of the world." And what did we need saving from? In 1 John 2:2, he says, "And He Himself," speaking about Jesus the Savior, "and He Himself is the propitiation." That word means that which has paid the debt to take away the wrath of God. He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the whole world. Jesus is the Savior who delivers us from sin. And Paul describes how hideous sin really is. In verse 3 of Titus 3, he says, "For we ourselves," put yourself right there, you are in that verse. I am in that verse. "For we ourselves were also once foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving various lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another." That's the world in which we live. That's the world of humanity without God. We need a Savior. That's what sin does to people. Sin is the deadly pandemic of mankind. Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." James 1:15 says, "Then when sin has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is full grown, brings forth death." Oh, what a Savior who takes away our sin. So Jesus took our death penalty upon Himself. The Savior would go to Calvary. He would shed His own blood to save us. There could be no greater expression of love and grace than when the Father sent His Son to die in our place. As Titus 3:4 says, "It was the kindness and the love of God, our Savior, toward man." What a Savior who loved us and died for us. Octavius Winslow, preacher of another era, said it this way, better than I could say it. "O unexampled love, O infinite free grace, that God should become incarnate, that the Holy One should take upon Him sin, as to be dealt with by stern justice, as though He were Himself the sinner, that He should drain the cup of wrath, give His back to the smiters, endure the shame and the spitting, and at last be suspended on the cross, and pour out His last drop of most precious blood. And all this for me." What a Savior is Jesus Christ. He is the chief among 10,000. Look at His sinless yet real humanity, without a single fault, yet sympathizing with us in all of our various conditions, our afflictions, our temptations, our infirmities, our griefs. Now that He is in glory, He is still cherishing a brother's heart. bending down His knee to hear our petitions, ever standing near to catch our sighs, to dry our tears, to provide our needs, to guide us by His counsel, and afterwards to receive us into glory. Oh, what a Savior is Jesus Christ. When He is known, all other things are eclipsed. When His beauty is seen, all other beauty fades. When His love is felt, He becomes supremely enthroned in the affections. To know Him more becomes the desire of the renewed mind, and to make Him more known is the aim of the Christian life. Oh, what a Savior is Jesus Christ. Do you know this Savior? Do you believe in the sinless, beautiful Son of God who took all the ugliness of your sin upon Himself at the cross? Do you believe that God raised Him from the dead in triumph over sin and death? Oh, what a Savior is Jesus. Won't you come to Him today? Let's stand together. We're going to sing a hymn of invitation. And as we do, we invite you to come to the Savior. Come to Jesus. See Him for the beautiful Savior that He is. Trust Him with your life. Let Him forgive your sin and give you the gift of eternal life. You come to Him now. Go ahead.